Here in Harvey's Huddle, it's all sports and politics. Isn't that all there is anyway? It's talk with a local twist on KTYV.
Brian Harvey with Candace Bannister, the executive director of the Tread of Pioneers Museum. Candace, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's winter carnival time, and you've been around here for a long time, Candace. Do you have a favorite winter carnival moment?
I do, yes. It was actually in 2009 for the 96th Winter Carnival, where the son of Carl Howson, who founded Winter Carnival and the Winter Sports Club and started ski jumping here in Steamboat Springs, his son, Life Howson, came to town and was actually the Grand Marshal.
And what was why does that stick with you?
Well, it sticks with me because it really talks about the full circle of Winter Carnival, you know, from the founder all the way to a more modern Winter Carnival where we're able to honor that family and honor Carl Howson's son. In addition to that, the museum was able to do a wonderful oral history interview with him and capture some of his own history, which he's lived a very colorful life, as well as be able to ask him about his father. And then in addition to that, that was actually when the statue that is Carl Howson in front of Howson Place was unveiled for the first time. And it was just a really touching moment to unveil that statue with Life Howson. He was so touched and teary-eyed, and the community was really there to witness just the magic of Winter Carnival and Steamboat Springs traditions.
Well, speaking of Steamboat Springs traditions, Tread of Pioneers Museum does such a great job preserving those. Tread of Pioneers has done such a great job preserving our steamboat traditions, and especially Winter Carnival. Talk about some of the favorite exhibits that you have at the museum itself and how people can view them under these COVID circumstances.
Yeah, so we are open on Fridays and Saturdays, and we have several exhibits devoted to the history of skiing and our Olympic heritage, but also Winter Carnival. And some of the highlights at the museum, we have a Lighted Man original suit that actually lights up, and that's pretty great. We also have a history of skiing video that starts playing when you walk past it, so you don't have to touch a button anymore during COVID. And not only does it trace our history of skiing and Olympic heritage, but it also has 1920s Winter Carnival footage that is just amazing. You'll see the street events that really had so many of the street events that we have today, but also anything went back then. You think up a street event and they did it, and it was just really amazing. In addition to that, we have a full set of the Winter Carnival buttons, so you can see all of the designs over time. We have an original chair that went to the top of Emerald Mountain. A lot of people don't know that actual chair, it was chair T-bar, and it was a chair, and then it was T-bar. Anyway, it had these different iterations, but that chairlift actually went all the way to the top of Emerald Mountain, so we have an original chair from there. And there's just so many memories that we've recorded. I was talking with our curator last night about this interview, and she remarked that nearly all of our oral histories, we have over 500 that we've recorded over the last 35 years and that we've digitized, nearly all of them touch on Winter Carnival in some way because it's such a memorable time for most people who've spent many years here.
And if people aren't comfortable going out, you've got a pretty extensive website, and you can get a lot of those histories online, correct?
Yes, and actually what we've been doing since COVID started, and we're really partnering with the Winter Sports Club and Winter Carnival this year to do, is all throughout Winter Carnival, we're going to be featuring history of Winter Carnival on social media. So I would actually maybe steer people more directly to our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, where we'll be posting interviews, some of that 1920s historic film footage. We'll be doing collection spotlights, where we'll feature a Winter Carnival object of the day, where we'll have a picture of it and history about that, and then photographs as well. So people who are not going out, and then obviously because the events have been limited somewhat for Winter Carnival, can get online and really explore the history this year of this 108-year-old event.
And for those that don't live in town or aren't familiar with the Tread of Pioneers, tell them how to find you guys.
Yes, we're on the corner of 8th and Oak Street downtown. Rock County locals are free every day, so we want to remind people of that. They can stop in anytime. We are following, actually, we're on the stricter side of current COVID guidelines. Everything is spaced and social distanced and hand sanitizer everywhere. And we have over 5,000 square feet. So where you think about maybe not wanting to go into inside of certain businesses, maybe we have a lot of space to spread out and we're only allowing a few people in at a time. So we're a really safe place to be able to learn about Winter Carnival and Steamboat Springs rich heritage.
Well, just love the fact that Tread of Pioneers does such a great job of preserving our rich history in ranching and mining and skiing, of course. And it's just it's a great thing.
Thank you. Well, I feel pretty lucky to be able to be one of the people that does it, because, you know, we get to talk about these things and, you know, to be in a town that has Winter Carnival, to be in a town that has somebody like Carl Howson, who coached our first Olympian in 1932, John Steele, who then went on to inspire people like Gordy Wren and the Werners, and then to have the Olympic prowess that we have today that's still happening from Steamboat. I know that when Lipe Howson was here, he felt his dad would be really proud to know that the Olympic heritage that he started way back in 1913 very much continues to this day. So it's amazing for me to be able to be in a town where not just preserving the past. The past in Steamboat Springs is very much about what's happening today and traditions that will continue in the future.
If you're just joining us, Candace Bannister from the Tread of Pioneers Museum. Any final Winter Carnival thoughts before we go?
Well, this you might want to release this at the right timing once you hear from Rory. But what I talked about with my favorite memory of Lipe Howson and the 96th Winter Carnival, he was called in to be Grand Marshal. This year for the 108th Winter Carnival, the Winter Sports Club has chosen the museum to be Grand Marshal. And so even though you'll have to release that at the right time because it's top secret right now, we just couldn't be more thrilled. I think we're the first organization to have been chosen for this honor. Part of that has turned into this partnership of how we'll be really highlighting the heritage. We're doing an Olympic heritage tour on Wednesday during Winter Carnival at noon with the United States' only six-time Olympian Todd Lodwick. So people can really hear from someone who grew up on Howson Hill, participated in Winter Carnivals, and then went on to be an Olympian six times. We're also doing a film showing all day of the Hill of Champions, which was done by Smokey Vandergrift. It's all about Howson Hill history, so that'll be on our YouTube channel and Facebook page all day on Friday of Winter Carnival. We're also doing an iconic steamboat tour on Friday of Winter Carnival at noon, where you start at the depot and you go through Steamboat's cultural sites, art murals, mineral springs, and also talking about Steamboat's Olympic heritage and people like Carl Howson before you end at the museum and can tour the museum's Winter Carnival exhibits. So even though COVID is such a challenge this year, and I know it's a challenge for the sports club and the Winter Carnival, the museum is thrilled to be able to really partner with Winter Carnival this year to do what we can to honor the heritage and give people ways to celebrate Winter Carnival even when the street events and gatherings cannot happen.
Well, we appreciate all you do. If people want to find out what's happening at the Tread of Pioneers Museum, how do they do that, Candace?
So we're treadofpioneers.org is our website. Our handle on Twitter and on Facebook is at Tread of Pioneers. Our YouTube channel, you can just Google us in the YouTube search and you'll get to us that way. And then, of course, we're on the corner of 8th and Oak downtown, open on Fridays and Saturdays, 11 to 5.
Thanks for all you do, the Tread of Pioneers, and Candace Bannister, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make sure you get down to the Tread of Pioneers and check out their great Winter Carnival exhibits. It's me, Brian Harvey. It is Harvey's Huddle. It's a special Winter Carnival edition. If you do want to find out what limited events, including the fireworks, no night show, so actually the base of Howson will be closed. There's really no reason to go down there. The best view is actually from afar on Saturday night. I think they're kicking off right around 8 o'clock. Yeah, so it should be a ton of fun. Of course, go to SSW. WSC.org for more info and a schedule on everything Winter Carnival. It is Harvey's Huddle in the Winter Carnival edition. Big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, employee-owned and operated, the contractor's choice, and the homeowner's friend. For all your building materials, go see Skip and the gang. Easy to find on the other side of the tracks from Walgreens. And, of course, Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. The lowest prices and best selection on beer, wine, and booze in northwestern Colorado, guaranteed. And Mountain View Car Wash, sun's out, guns out, Steamboat's only full-service car wash with the Unlimited Wash Club. Yes, membership has its privileges. Let me just say this. I really am enjoying having a clean car all the time. I mean, we took a trip down to Gunnison and came back. My car was literally black with mag chloride all over it, dirt, sand, you know, going over three mountain passes and then some, that I was carrying some weight. I drove right in to Mountain View Car Wash, and now it's scrub-a-dub-dub-dub clean. Yes. So, it's the Winter Carnival edition. We'll be right back with more on KTYV Sports on FM at 105.7 and on the World Wide Web at steamboatradio.com.
Boxers or briefs, you're gonna need a cop. Sports on FM, KTYV Steamboat Springs.